When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This teaching is part of the words of our Lord Jesus in his great Sermon on the Mount. These are the Beatitudes, where he sparks a revolution in humanity. It's a revolution of relationship to God and to one another. Jesus, in this teaching of the Beatitudes, in a way is describing himself, but he's also describing all those who will follow after him. Remember that when we follow the gospel, we're trying to live in the same way Jesus did. And so these Beatitudes give us a really good insight in how to be more like the Lord Jesus. Today, on November 1st, we celebrate the Feast of All the Saints. And these are all the saints that are known by the church, but also those who are not known by the church and are known only to God alone. All the saints throughout history and throughout the world. And the saints are the people who at some point in their life on this earth made a choice to try to live these Beatitudes, to live by the example and teaching of the Lord Jesus. And because of this, the saints had a oneness with God, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and a oneness with one another, even if they didn't know it. Several years ago, Pope Benedict canonized a handful of saints, and I studied the biography of some of the saints, and two of them really stood out for me because they actually had lived on different sides of the earth around the same time. You had Kateri Tekakwitha, who lived from 1656 to 1680 in upstate New York, and you had Pedro Calungsod, who lived from 1654 to 1672 over in the Philippines. And their lives were flourishing on this earth at the same time. And neither one of them had ever met each other, but they both, at some point in their life, gave themselves to live these Beatitudes. They really strove to live by the teaching of Jesus. Kateri Tekakwitha experienced all kinds of ridicule because of her devotion to the gospel. And Pedro Calungsod was martyred because of his devotion to the gospel. But these two young people who had lived on different opposite sides of the earth never met each other, but they had a oneness in their experience of the cross, a oneness in their experience of grace and truth. And when they get to heaven, they recognize that oneness in its fullness. Well, when we live this revolution of the Beatitudes, this gospel teaching of Jesus, we are one with all the people who have done that. In a way, it's like we enter into a family of grace and truth, a family of the cross, and we are on the winning team. And even when it seems that the saints suffer everything that Jesus suffered, they're victorious because in their hearts, they're one with Jesus, who is the great King. When we think of all of the saints, I want to point out three things that kind of stand out among all of the saints down through history and throughout the world. The first is their devotion to Jesus. They want to know him, and they want to love him. They want to know his teaching, and they want to live by that teaching. They seek to do his will in all things in their life. The next thing is their devotion to Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And they have this devotion in the way Jesus taught us about on the cross, when he said, "Behold your mother." They see Mary as their spiritual mother, as the one who will lead us close to Jesus. And thirdly, the saints have an unshakable trust in divine providence. That means they believe that no matter what is going on in their life's journey, God still loves them, God is their Father, and is taking care of them. If you want a really good example of how to live these things, devotion to Jesus, to Mary, and trust in divine providence, look to Saint Joseph. He's one of the greatest saints ever. And he lived this devotion to Jesus and to Mary and this trust in divine providence. When you think of everything Saint Joseph went through, now Saint Joseph was just like us. He was a poor sinner who was trying to make something great of his life by seeking to do the will of God. And he did this in his relationship to Jesus, to Mary, and his trust in divine providence. And he went through all kinds of trouble, but he emerged victorious in that struggle because of his devotion to Jesus, because of his living the Beatitudes that we hear about in this gospel. Good idea when you think of the saints is to study the lives of the saints. There's so many books available that can help you to learn the life story of many saints. And many of the saints went through the very same things that you go through in your life. And somehow they found that their strength was by living in the light of God. That's most important, that right now in your life, your call is to be a saint, to live in the light of the Lord Jesus. So brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this Feast of All Saints, let us try to remember these important things, that these saints are our role models and they're part of our family. May we live their example of devotion to Jesus, to his Mother Mary, and this tremendous trust in divine providence. God bless you.